David Siegel, that's it, the founder and CEO of Westgate Resorts, to all my valued employees. Now, this is an actual letter that he sent to all of his employees. I know we've all got the one where the grandkid tries to borrow money from the grandfather, and he's like, I ain't got it because of Obama, and you voted for him. But, yeah, this is different. Apparently, this is real.
So you go into work, you work for a guy, the guy's a wealthy guy, runs a, got 7,000 employees, and this was waiting for you when you arrived into work.
As most of you know, our company, Westgate Resorts, has continued to succeed in spite of a very dismal economy. There is no question that the economy has changed for the worse, and we've not seen any improvement over the past 4 years. In spite of all the challenges we've faced, the good news is this. The economy doesn't currently pose a threat to your job. What does threaten your job, however, is another 4 years of the same presidential administration. Of course, as your employer, I can't tell you who to vote for, and I certainly wouldn't interfere with your right to vote for whomever you choose. In fact, I encourage you to vote for whomever you think will serve your interests best. Now the economy is falling apart, and people like me, who made all the right decisions and invested themselves, are being forced to bail out all the people who didn't. The people that overspent their paychecks suddenly feel entitled to the same luxuries that I earned and sacrificed 42 years of my life for. Yes, business ownership has its benefits, but the price I've paid is steep and not without wounds. Unfortunately, the cost of running a business has gotten out of control, and let me tell you why. We are being taxed to death, and the government thinks we don't pay enough. We pay state taxes, federal taxes, property taxes, sales and use taxes, payroll taxes, and workers' compensation taxes, and unemployment taxes. And I even have to hire an entire department to manage all these taxes. The question I have is this. Who is really stimulating the economy? Is this the government that wants to take money from those who have earned it and give it to those who have not? Or is it people like me who build a company out of this garage and directly employs over 7,000 people and hosts over 3 million people per year with a great vacation? Obviously, our present government believes that taking my money is the right economic stimulus for this country. In fact, if I deducted 50% of your paycheck and you quit and you wouldn't work here, I mean, why should you? Who wants to get rewarded for only 50% of their hard work? Well, that's what happens to me. And I'll throw in here, that's what happens to me as well. Business is the heart of the Americans have always been. To restart it, you must stimulate business, not kill it. However, the power brokers in Washington believe redistributing wealth is the essential driver to the American economic engine. Nothing could be further from the truth, and this is the type of change they want. Where am I going with all this? It's quite simple. If any new taxes are levied on me or my company as a current presidential plan, I will have no choice but to reduce the size of this company. Rather than grow this company, I'll be forced to cut back. This means fewer jobs, less benefits, and certainly less opportunity for everyone. So when you make your decision to vote, ask yourself which candidate understands the economics of business ownership and who doesn't. Whose policies will endanger your job? Answer those questions, and you should know who might be the one capable of protecting and saving your job. While the media wants to tell you to believe the one percenters are bad, I'm telling you, they are not. They create most of the jobs. If you lose your job, you will not be at the hands of the 1%. You'll be at the hands of the political hurricane that has swept through this country. You see, I can no longer support a system that penalizes the productive and give the unproductive my motivation to work and to provide jobs will be destroyed, and with it, so will your opportunities. If that happens, you can find me in the Caribbean, sitting on a beach, under a palm tree, retired, with no employees to worry about.